First off, my name is Holly Braden Wilson, and I want to make it clear that I don't hate anybody. I didn't come here to stab anybody in the back. In fact, I've never met this young man. I just wanted to say the reasons that I personally am against it, and all these pictures didn't show my dad's house. That, I mean, we sat there in the yard the other day and watched him ride his four-wheeler and his dogs right there. I mean, you could practically throw a rock and hit his property.
Where's your property located?
You know, the pristine field that he said was there that belonged to Braden's, it actually belongs to Bob Burns.
Can you point it out, please?
The tower. Right there's the tower.
Right. Then right here's my dad's house.
On down to the river.
About right here.
That's my line.
Close it right here.
It's a house with a big long red roof and it's a white house, and my dad watches that tower every night.
So it's that one right there.
About how far is that to the entrance to the property where it can be? Question.
Down the road or crow fly?
Down the road.
Okay.
Well, it's right there underneath that white box.
Right
he's,
there.
He zoomed in a little bit so you can see. Yeah. Sorry.
So that's about 900.
Over
feet.
To the left. He's got to turn right to the left.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that's okay. It's when he zoomed out like that, it's really hard. Here's Frank Ray Road. Here's your dad's house.
Oh, it's down, down here.
And here is this the
oh,
tower?
That's a big long red roof. Yep. So 750, 1250, and 500, about 2400.
And driving the highway, driving
straight across, it's adjacent to it.
Sure.
Across the road.
So just under a half mile.
That one right there.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
They're going down the road.
Folks, we're going to, if you'd like to address this right now, we're speaking, we're letting this lady speak.
My dad's house is in very close proximity to the property Mr. Worcester owns, and he is 86 years old, 88 years old. And has lived on the ridge for most of his life. He is at the age where he just wants peace in his life. He doesn't watch the news because the world has become a frightening place for most of us, but especially the elderly, who feel like they have no control, which is why he isn't here tonight. He doesn't want trouble with his neighbors. His main source of entertainment is sitting in the front yard at night, drinking a cup of coffee and watching the tower lights and looking for satellites. He has seen Elon Musk satellites 4 times, and I hear about it. He's very excited about that. I don't want the hustle and bustle of people in and out of all, at all hours of the night with their comings and goings disturbing the peace. There's no gas stations, Gazemails and Protem being the closest ones. People on ATVs need a lot of gas. There's nothing for them to do out there. He said that he's going to be having classes, which I didn't know. I feel like there is nothing out there for people to do except run up and down the side roads on ATVs. The little creek isn't even big enough to support any kind of water sports. As you could see, it was dry. All you can do is sit in a lawn chair with your feet in the water most of the time. Will it be closed like all the others in the area due to littering? All the other little creeks in our area, the core is shut down because of all the littering and stuff, and big barriers have been put up, and that's all I had to say.
Is there someone else that would like to speak in opposition?
Janine Cross. I'm the property of around Frank Ray Road that he spoke about earlier. So, 149 Frank Ray Road. So,
this would be my property, starting right here, going over 26 acres. So, The Chad house that he referred to was the place where my parents lived when
they brought me home from the hospital. So lived there all my life except for a brief marriage where I moved off of the ridge. So the original plans that went out, I got the letter because I'm within so many feet. The original plans that went out was talking about the two yurts and three RV sites, and then we come in and then it's 25. And I know Beth already talked about that, but that is a major consideration that needs to be taken into account because it just keeps changing. That just keeps changing. So we really don't know what to expect at this point because we was blindsided when we walked in August to this courtroom and found that it went from six from just a few up to 25. And then today, appalled that we hear that now that we're gonna have 60 people if it's approved. So, and I apologize if it was taken as backstabbing and everything like that. First off, he said that his quote was that there was no concerns of negative impact in his original letter. Never once went to any family member that I spoke to over down Frank Ray Road and in the surrounding area. Never spoke to anybody or addressed them or went to them or anything with that.
Ma'am, I have a question.
Yes.
If you were talking about six or seven units, would you have been in favor of it, or would you still be opposed to it?
So, no. I don't want any commercial type ventures in the area. Okay. It's a very rural area.
So it was
no
a surprise.
Down there now.
Huh?
No commercial down there now near of any kind.
So, well, Pro Tem. Yeah. On down there in Pro Tem.
So the number of people, is that the biggest concern?
Are you whispering about my shop building?
So, ma'am?
Sorry. He said something about her shop building. So my husband does some mechanicking. So right there. Okay, so my husband does do some mechanicking there. We don't bring people in from the outside. It's very close friends and family. So he's actually tried said that he's going to quit doing it several times, but people in the area just insist that they have to have somebody to change their brakes when they can't or help them to get their farm trucks going and feed trucks going. A lot of times he works off-site. He'll go off-site to people's houses and fix their vehicles. It's not even always there at the shop. So
not really commercial in the area at all.
So, yeah, I'm not zoned as commercial or anything like that. So, but... So I guess we're going to get into this. He's wanting to get nasty. I don't want it to get nasty. His mom's the same relation to the Wymans as I am, to the ones that homesteaded the place down there. So he's the same as my son and my daughter in relationship to the homesteading. So I know that my grandpa, Buster Wyman, his brother Hardy Wyman, which was his great grandpa, and then our other cousin, his dad John R. Wyman. I know that if they was alive today, that they would be here. This is not something that was a Wyman way of life, or that the Wymans wanted. We taught our own. We teach our own, and I could pick a lily and everything because that's what my family taught me. My family taught me how to raise tomatoes and stuff because we lived and we was raised there and that. We wasn't raised in Oklahoma and we're coming up here to teach people from outside of the area, to bring people in from the city of Kansas City or California, to bring them in and teach them the homesteading ways. Yes, they need to learn the homesteading ways, but they don't need to do it in a rural community where we're raising our families and grandkids. And we've got our home set up, and we're the first ones to help out a neighbor if we can at all, because we're that tight knit of a community. But and he moved in there, we'd be more than happy, you know. Hey, you know, yeah, what do you need? Something like that. But when you go to coming in here and then try to do this as a business venture, and you're trying to bring in all these people from the outside, we know what this world's coming to, guys. You bring in the people from the city, and they're wanting to learn the homesteading ways and stuff. Do you really think that they're going to abide by the rules and regulations and the no trespassing signs and stuff? They're going to do what they want to do. That's what they do in the city, and that's why the crime rate in the city is like it is. So we don't live in there's a split in Taney County. We're in eastern Taney County. And the farther you get east, the more desolate it is out there. The farther you go west, the more populated it is. I have no desire to ever live in that type of area, but I live on the family farm that I was raised on. I live about 100 feet from the house that I was raised in. So, which we call it across the road, and I do stand corrected on that, that's not, he said, considered across the road. Across the road out in the hills your neighbor can be 4 miles away, and they're considered your neighbor. In town, a neighbor 4 miles away, you probably don't even know their name, and you sure don't know their kids' name. So, other things that he addressed, the rural area. Oh, and when he was talking about the Braden's Field, when he was showing the picture of the wide open, beautiful hay field that he said was the Braden's Field. Braden owns the tree part up here. The fence goes down through here. If you want to pull that up, Scott, the tree part here, Gary Braden owns, or the Bradens. And that beautiful open field that Bob Burgens owns. So he says you can't see from the house. So in August, he did, can you jump in there a little bit?
In?
Yeah. Get me on Frank Ray. There we go. All right. Hey, so ma'am. I live right here in this house right here.
Ma'am, yep. Excuse me. You have exceeded 5 minutes. If you don't want to go ahead and summarize.
So you can see this field right here where he had in August showed pictures of yurts and stuff and campgrounds that he was going to put, which he didn't talk about today. And you can see them out my bedroom window and off my from my backyard there. You can see that because I know that because I saw a coyote run across that field the other day. And my eyesight's not all that good, but I seen a coyote run across it. So, all right, thank you. Please deny it.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition?
Gentlemen, I want to thank you for your time putting up with having to listen to a bunch of hillbillies. My name's Rocky Wyman. I own the property just down the road from the question property here. If anybody's familiar with that area, when you go down the road past the Worcester's property and drop off the hill, you come to my gate. That's where his four-wheeler was parked on the previous picture. I actually own a quarter mile up, back up the county road. That's not fenced, that not many people know about. And then I own three quarters of a mile down the creek. So, where to start? I guess I should touch briefly on, I've known Mr. Crossan my entire life. And as far as I had any indication, we were friends all of our life. When this project first began to be talked about, I stopped and talked with Jim and James. And to confirm what I had heard, and they did confirm roughly what their plans were. And I thought in as friendly a manner as I could to talk them out of it. Matter of fact, I even offered to make them an offer to buy their strip of property there that was in question, to buy it from them, to keep peace in the community. So I guess what it boils down to is nuts and bolts of how the system works and how a kind of civics class goes. So what you guys have to discern tonight, if I'm understanding it correctly, is if the first board made a mistake in their reasoning or consideration of the the project that went